Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the buried in snow and world-famous haunted winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on January 18th, 2009.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
And now that we have snowblowed and we don't have to snowblow for another 12 hours tonight, we're going to discuss spirit communication via the Ouija board. Ooh, with Bob Dubey. Dobby. Thank you. Later, we'll talk Close Encounters on Capitol Hill with Robert Stanley. Very, very timely and topical. And finally, Dave Brocky returns to Ghostly Talk.
Doug is not in a good mood.
No. As you can tell
Doug
by the intro.
Doug is not alone.
I have not had a good couple of days.
Well,
actually, a couple of weeks. I mean, last weekend was our sub-zero temperature weekend.
Yeah.
And that continued through the week.
Yeah.
Until this weekend when we finally got into the 20s. But it came with, what, a foot, foot and a half?
Another healthy dumping from the bowels of Mother Nature.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to give you guys props for showing up tonight. You know, not because you wouldn't normally do that, but I was waiting for a phone call today to go, you know what, dude, I'm remoting this show. It's like 4 foot of snow outside. I don't want to deal with this. To which I would have said, yeah, you know what, I understand. But you guys, everybody's here.
I was so close to doing that, but I had snowblowed, and everything I have now is wet. Everything in the house. The whole house is wet. And I thought, well, you know what? I might as well go where it's dry. So here I am in the dry Ghostly Talk studio.
To quote my friend Jason, I'm enjoying this record-breaking winter as much as Lions fans enjoyed their record-breaking season.
Which was not much.
Well, I have to give props to at least the Haunted Winery employees here because I got home, speaking of the Lions, we'll talk about that very briefly because it will drive everybody nuts, but I got home here about midnight last night, and our people were out in full force, snow blowing with the plows and all that stuff out here, and literally there's two gigantic mountains out, you know, in front of the winery right now. This place is totally buried, but these guys worked, because as you know, Doug, we were doing our job stuff really late in the morning last night.
3 a.m.
I stepped out at 5:30 in the morning.
I thought I'd never get done.
Same here.
I was in bed at 7:30 in the morning.
7 o'clock for me too.
Yep.
I come out at 5:30 in the morning just to get some. Because, dude, I was so tired I started hallucinating. Have you ever had this happen to you? Have you ever had this happen to you? Okay, check this out. I told my mom that she about died because I was like, I was sitting at my desk chair, you know, in the big blush, you know, library for the
right.
We have all my communication stuff set up. That's where we get the UFOs and stuff to come down and all that.
Right.
We're really
on command.
We're really rocking this week, obviously. So, but I was sitting there at my desk chair though, and I was waiting just for some other stuff to get done. I was basically, you know how it is. It's to hurry up and wait for us in our jobs. So we're sitting, I'm sitting there, and I just kind of kicked back in my chair for a minute, right? And I was just like, you know, okay. And I guess I started to, like, doze off. And I hallucinated that my dad was screaming at me.
Ooh.
Scott, damn it, Scott, what are you doing? Rah! And I was like, dad. And I sat up like, oh, my God, I got to go outside and do something here. At least, you know, if I don't smoke a cigarette or something, I need to go out, at least just get hit with this cold air.
Oh, and there was plenty of that.
It'll literally give me a second wind, right? So I came out there, and the plow guys were still out there working, like 5.5-6 hours later. And the one guy was out front with his snowblower, and he stopped for a minute. We were talking. I'm like, what time did you get here? He's about 11:30. I'm like, my guy's like, yeah, we're going to probably be working on this place probably till about noon tomorrow. I'm like, oh, my God. That's how much snow is in Michigan right now.
I give mass amounts of credit to plow people because that's what my brother-in-law does. And he'll, like, work all day or work all night at Ford, get off work, and then go plow his places.
Yeah, they're
out here. He'll be up for, like, 2-3 days at a time.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how
I really
do it
don't. And it's a repetitive task. It might be kind of interesting because you get to see the idiots, like, veering off and then slipping into ditches. And, you know, I mean, because you get to see all that happen live. But,
yeah.
You know, so which is fun. Because
he just had me program angry music on his iPod that keeps him awake.
There you go.
Good idea.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, it wouldn't be that bad of a gig. I guess you get to sit in a warm, you sit in a warm truck and, I'd just be catching up on my music listening to stuff, you know, because I'm always trying to catch up with listening to new albums and whatnot. So, but they were out there full force doing their thing around here and enough so, you know, you guys could get in here and at least park your vehicle somewhere without, you know.
I was glad I could access the sidewalk.
Well, you know, they did sort of a faux, they did this cool thing. Because what they did is
they're running sidewalks around the mountains, if you notice that out there.
There's
sidewalks that run around the mountains. But what they did is they made, like, this access to the sidewalk, and it looks fantastic. I thought, oh, hooray.
Yeah.
So I hop up on the access, and I walk over to the sidewalk that goes around the mountain. But then you get, like, 10 feet, and then all of a sudden you're in a snowdrift.
Yeah.
Because it's already filled in with blowing snow or whatever. Oh.
Well, yeah. You mentioned Ford Field, or I'm sorry, the Lions.
Ford Field, the Lions.
And myself, my sister, and my dad made the trump down to Detroit. Amber was supposed to go too, but she just couldn't get through the snow. Down to the annual Monster Jam. Now, anybody who knows me knows that, like, that's my new thing now. I'm like, you know,
right.
I switch interest like some people shed, like a butterfly sheds its...
It sheds it, something.
No, I should say a snake sheds its skin. I mean, always getting into something. And, you know, I'm not the kind of person that just kind of gets into something and goes, yeah, you know, that's cool, you know. No, I have to, like, get into it 100%. I have to go out there and, like, just I dive into it and wallow in it and all that crap. So that's what I'm doing now with monster truck stuff, which is just hysterical. So we went down to Monster Jam last night and had a great old time. The snow was horrendous. We walked. This is something for you guys. This shows you the endurance that we actually had. This is my dad, too, right? We actually walked from Ford Field to Greektown in the snow.
Why?
Because the people mover stuff is way too confusing, and I'm scared of that thing because we'll end up at Cobo Arena, which I do not want to go near that place at this time of year.
Oh, because of that show.
It's a complete, the death and debauchery down there that's going on, right, the gloom and doom. But so I'm like, you know, you just
say funeral marches as you walk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been to it.
You walk in.
I've never been to it either.
Take a flyer.
I have no desire.
I heard they
welcome,
they call
welcome
it
to the 400th National American Auto Show. You will die.
It's the North American
National
Auto Show.
This time, though, I hear it's more like cars on carpet. They just, like, lay
carpet
down.
There's nothing going on.
Pull the car right up on it. And
yeah.
Well, how fancy can they get maneuvering around 2 feet of snow?
Well, that and politically right now, I mean, as we know, and you guys are begging for money right now. So, you know, The whole Learjet thing that happened about a month and a half ago was bad enough.
True.
These guys have really had to strip down their displays and just basically, like you said, cars on carpet for these people to check out.
Instead of, like, you know, high-end, experienced models, now they're just dragging people in off the street.
Yeah.
And they're like, how many teeth do you have? Four? Oh, good. Get in.
Yeah.
Come on. We need you.
We need bodies in here. You know, yeah. It looks like people care still. But no, we were down there. We actually tromped all the way, you know, several blocks down the Greektown just to go to our favorite. It's becoming a tradition now, the Golden Fleece down in Greektown. Any of you local people, it's an old. It isn't like you're, you know.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, you guys are. You hate it.
Do you want our review?
I went down there and had a fantastic open-faced gyro.
Good food.
It is good food. I was
really good.
It is in the greatest environment.
Really afraid to eat it initially, but
are you kidding me?
It's really good food.
The word ambiance and Golden Fleece do not belong.
I'm actually shocked by this because you make snap judgments on places when you walk in. Like, oh, God, this place is filthy. I can't eat here. And that place just looks like there are roaches all over the kitchen.
It's just something about the place. Last year when we were at Monster Jam, my dad loves the place now, too, because last year when we were sitting there, a rabbi came in there and started blessing all of us in the restaurant. He was blessing the restaurant.
Just randomly
This Greek Orthodox dude, it was a rabbi, you know, a Greek Orthodox guy came in there and started blessing the restaurant. And then he came over to our table and started blessing us, and we're like, all right.
Unless he had a can of Raid in his hand. I don't know.
But no, we went down there, had our dinner, warmed up, and then we walked back in the snow. By this time, because it was like coming down like
it was coming down.
It was coming down hard.
We got down there and went to the pit party for the first thing. Went down there and looked at all the trucks and, you know, met all the people and all that stuff. And that's when we walked over there, and it was snowing like just buckets. We were just getting pounded on. On the way back, it wasn't as bad. The snow stopped, the wind cut down, and it was a little bit easier to walk. But went in there and enjoyed the show, had a good time, got home here real late. But the one thing I want to quickly mention, it was a freak accident. You know, we talked about this last night, and I'm going to keep it real brief. I'm sorry. We're not going to talk about monster trucks for the next 15 minutes. I promise you we won't do that.
Okay.
We've bent the bar enough around.
I'm going to write it down at 6:14.
Yeah, cut it right here.
Gotcha.
No, you know, and I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to, you know, further this controversy. But Tacoma, Washington, there was an accident. Actually, I didn't even know about this until last night when I got home from our event. There was an accident at a monster truck show, the same one we were at actually.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's a really sad thing. A little 6-year-old kid got killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just super sad. Freak accident, from what everybody's saying. I mean, nobody knows what happened. And, you know, I've talked to a few people about this today, and this stuff, I mean, this happens. I mean, any racing event you go to, we've seen all the history things and whatnot of accidents that have happened at, you know, auto racing events, and this isn't much different. I mean, these are high-powered machines, and when something shoots off of them,
right? They literally are bolted and welded to the
frame. These are buckets of bolts, essentially.
But what happens is when you're doing these performance things that need to be done in order to do the entertainment.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Break.
Things break. Things fly off. It is dangerous and sad.
Well, these...
I know that they take every effort possible to not have that happen.
Yeah, it was a really good time, but it kind of laid a whole eerie thing on it, though, when I got home last night, because I was still jamming, you know, jazz from the whole thing being there. It was a good time. Got a lot of really cool pictures, you know. That's my new photography thing. I'm like, you know, let me take a picture of the truck in the air.
Ooh.
But hey, I had fun doing it. So, but I was jazzed from, you know, being there, and I got home last night, and Amber's the one that told me originally, because I'm like, yeah, we had a great time, you weren't there, haha, you know, all that stuff. But she's like, yeah, somebody said there was an accident, you know, in Tacoma, Washington. So, you know, all respect out to the family of the child, and also the driver.
Oh, talk about that.
This guy, I can only imagine what this guy's doing. He's crushed.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. You know, so all respect out to these people, and, you know, they're in our hearts. Real sad event, you know, and I, you know, it's, I don't know what else to say about that, but just something I thought I'd mention out there. It was an unfortunate accident. A little child lost his life. Another man was injured in the accident, too. So, yeah, that's a bummer. I hate to start the show off on a note like that, but that was kind of the weekend. You know, I know you, Doug, we talked about 5:30 before the show here, and you were just... You actually said the F-bomb on the phone.
Yes,
I was like, whoa. You're like... Bleep, I gotta go.
That's because I had to, I was cut off.
I'm shocked you got him on the phone, first of all.
I was
just call him now, you know, say, hey, I'll wait for you the porch, we'll chill for a minute, you know, we'll all hang out.
When you called, I was physically snow blowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called, and then I...
You were on the road.
And I heard... Sort of. I had heard the phone ringing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was in a big hurry at this point, because it had taken me an hour to snow blow, just...
Yeah.
A tiny little driveway, but you know, when you drive on it, if you drive on it the day while it's snowing,
oh, yeah.
You got to go over and over and over, and even then you can't. get it all done, you know. The so yeah, I ended up leaving a half hour late to get here, and
you made it though. You made it like in within
3 minutes. It's
3 minutes. 5:57.
5:57 when I turned my car off, and I'm like,
I told Bonnie,
oh,
I'm like, you know what, Doug's
gonna
be late. It's cool. Just hang by the door. We'll, you know, we'll make it work. You know,
I was cut off from leaving by a big flatbed truck that was stuck sideways on one of the roads.
Nice.
I mean, it was literally.
I left early because when I left, it was snowing buckets. And I was like,
yeah.
Crap. The roads are going to be.
And
crap.
Downriver got it worse than we did, didn't it?
Oh.
Because we're north of, a little bit north of Detroit. And we got dumped on. But I think Downriver gets it even worse because of the lake, Lake
yeah.
Erie.
Yeah. It's just not pretty.
Wow. Yeah, the weather sucks here right now, people. And we have friends all over the country.
And we're coming to visit.
And they're having a well, yeah. But from what I understand, they're all having a great time, just rubbing it in our faces.
Yeah,
right now.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no, I throw snowballs at you.
Response to you on that is piss off. You'll get yours someday.
And that's the clean response.
Because you know what? Yeah. You know what? People always end up in Michigan. That's just the way it works. I've been all over this country, and people always seem to end up in Michigan sometimes.
You'll be here for a winter.
You'll get yours. So you enjoy that warm weather right now. You enjoy the, having to have the central air on and your fans and all that fun stuff because it's coming to you someday.
Yeah. Enjoy telling me that, oh, it's cold here today. It's 70.
Yeah,
and at
you.
Night it gets really cold.
For
it goes down to 54. 50.
54. Yeah.
Right now I think it's a balmy like 7 degrees outside again. I'm not too sure exactly. But this week, actually, we got down into the negatives. I mean, at nighttime. I mean, we're living on the friggin' moon. I swear to God.
We were in the negatives during the day.
Today? Yeah.
Not today, but this week.
Yeah, you're right, we were. We're living on Pluto.
They canceled school for the kids because one morning
it was
going to
be
below.
And it was going to be negative 35 or negative 30. I don't remember, but it was going to be so cold, wind chill.
That they canceled school.
They did not want
the kids waiting for buses.
They canceled school. If somebody gets upset there nowadays.
No, they don't.
I don't think so.
Not Downriver, they do.
They only have a few days that they can play.
I remember walking through 20 feet of snow with no
shoes
on.
Okay, both ways.
They don't cancel school for, you know, just anything. I think the bus drivers out there have lived in Michigan like 400 years and have been driving a bus for 400 years because they'll go through anything. They don't care.
Yeah. I just remember being in elementary school and having that happen, you know, having to walk to school and be like, you know, Mom, could you give me a ride? No, it's good for you. Get out there. Walk.
No, the girls and I are getting together and watching stuff.
We're
you,
playing
you,
Bunko. Yeah.
It builds, character. Do that.
You're
it builds character. So, yeah, there's our rant about having to deal with this crap here in Michigan. Ghost hunting? Yeah, right.
Not happening right now. No.
You're lucky if you can get me out of bed right now, because that bed right now is a cocoon on this kind of weather.
I can so remember when I first met you guys.
Do you remember ghost hunting? You weren't with us, but you had just gotten a camera, or I had just gotten a camera.
Oh, if you're, I think I know what you're talking about.
It was Scott. There was a camera. It was friggin' painful. We went to the cemetery right behind Macomb County Jail.
Next to a jail,
It's right next to the jail.
Of all the places to go ghost hunting at, let's go
right there.
Right by a jail. I mean, this thing is like a stone's throw away from a jail.
And it was so cold, I swear I thought I got frostbite.
No, we went out there. I just got this camera,
yeah.
And it was the old Mavica with the floppy disk.
With the floppy disk.
I was like, man, latest and greatest. I paid like $5 for this whole set, you know. And I think I scooped you. I'm like, I want to check this thing out. Let's go mess around with it. And we went out here, you know, we were both like, this is really cool. Well, we'll just go out for a few minutes and shoot some photos and see what happens, right? And yeah, I remember that so vividly because we went out there. It was so cold that pain set in.
It was pain.
It wasn't like, you know, ooh, this is cold. Ooh.
Like, ooh,
it was
brisk.
Physical pain.
Yeah.
Like, I think the muscle tissue was freezing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hurts. We got in the car. And we were like, this is, oh my God, what were we thinking? This is ridiculous.
Let's go home. I can remember going out with you guys and being so cold that I had my finger on my camera and I couldn't push to take the picture because my fingers were so cold and so numb. And now we're all like 50-year-olds and we're like, screw this weather. I'm not going out there.
I'll wait till it's 70 at night and then I'll go.
Look, the bottom line here
with
is
Bonnie,
just ridiculous.
With Bonnie,
man.
The thing I remember most is when, oh my gosh, we would...
Did I fall?
No. For some reason, I always get talked into, or I don't always do it now because Bonnie's there to say no, for some reason, I went through this phase where I would get talked into going camping.
I remember this.
And every single time we'd go, and it was like either pour rain or be freezing, freezing cold.
I hate camping.
But we'd wake up, Bonnie would be in the truck or whatever, and
truck,
I'd be like,
for the birds.
Where do you get that? Never slept in the truck.
What is the fascination with this whole camping thing? You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that probably listen to this show that just absolutely love to go out and
I
wanted
to.
Jeanette
had to, because our side of the tent leaked, and everything was soaked.
Yes, that's
including
true.
Us.
That's true.
I think, if you got one of them mobile home things,
and that was
camping
ghost
with that.
Yeah. I mean, we went ghost hunting just when we were going to camp. If it was a motorhome or something, that would be
I can deal with that. Or how about we go out into the woods for a while and let me go back to the hotel?
No, that's the thing.
That's a camping trip for me.
Doug and I now, when someone says, let's go camping, I say, let's look for a haunted hotel near where
there
you
go.
Want to go camping.
With heat.
Right.
With heat.
With
an irreparable running water, mm-hmm. that might help. I mean, look, I'm not a materialist, but, you know, we do live in an era where, look, you know, I like my running water. I like, especially I love that hot running water. That's my favorite, running water, especially this time of year, right?
Nice stuff after a freezing cold night on the ground.
No, and I'm not, exactly. The few times I've been camping, and we used to do our annual, Cadillac canoeing trip that you guys have heard all the horror stories about. You know, first of all, we were wasted, so I could probably just pass out on the ground. It wouldn't have mattered.
And most of them did, from what I
understand. Yeah, most of us did. Yeah. But I used to end up, this is when I had my laser that had the big hatchback in it. And that thing was so big, I could fold the seats down in the back of the car.
Oh,
throw
sweet.
A blanket down and pass out in the back of the car like that and actually lay out flat. So I ended up just doing that. I wouldn't even bring a tent the last couple of years we went. I just came there with my car, threw down the blanket and slept in the car. And, you know, because it always rained. Right?
Right. I think it does whenever anybody goes camping.
It's the one time we went camping. It was just really, 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 really cold.
Yes, it does that. Oh, speaking of
get a cabin. We did a cabin. You got the cabin thing. Remember that?
Speaking of
the cabin
what?
Thing was awesome.
It was awesome.
I got an email. I actually read through my emails sometime earlier in the week.
Okay, apparently hell has frozen over.
I know, it did. And, well, you're looking at it outside.
I want to hear this. What happened?
I got an email, and this lady says...
Get a press release. Doug answered an email.
I didn't answer it. I just read it.
You read it. Well, same thing. Get a press release ready. Let's go.
And she had said something like, she's, you know, Ghostly Taco, I found it, and now I listen every, you know, month that, you know,
you guys suck. I can't stand you. What are you doing?
Yeah. No. Usually I'm a podcast listener. And she says, what is that like? Typing during the show? What is that?
It's still coming through.
I hear it through my head.
No, wait a minute. I thought we had the pad. You know what? That's what we don't have there. I put that pad down there to try to, you know what? We got to get that thing. You know, when we're on break, I might grab that.
So I want to explain to everybody.
All right.
Yes, indeed, it is typing.
No, we're not doing our homework during the show. Go ahead.
When we're on the air, Bonnie is in the chat room. And unfortunately, the way that the power cords and the cords and everything works, and the microphones and the way we have it set up, we have a round table. I think
there's pictures of our website. Go to the photos section, you'll see pictures of our little studio.
Right, there's pictures. And the way it's set up is, you know, Bonnie has to have the laptop right in front of her so that she can see us and interact with us during the show.
Yeah.
And usually make signs. Yeah, there we go.
There's the interaction. Right there.
There's the interaction. I love it. And, but so when she's, you know, typing in the chat room.
No, and I've tried to fix this problem. We've discussed this before.
Yeah.
And I'd always, you know, for a while, because we didn't, right now, as what I'm looking at there, we have these sticky pads on the table to keep things from sliding around, right? And originally we just had the laptop on top of the sticky pad. Well, I found a little piece of rug and threw that. That's on the table right now also, so I thought that would take the sound out.
Well,
apparently I just type really
well.
Hard.
No, we have a pad that I have to throw down.
iPods and things, the, you know, when you're listening on the headphones,
yeah,
they're so sensitive that you can hear it in the headphones.
We gotta fix that. When we're on the break, I'm gonna find it.
Anyway?
It's in one of the travel cases right here.
It's a good thing that the keyboard doesn't have tones, so they can't actually decipher what I'm typing.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's what's going on though. Yeah. So you know what? When we're on break, I'm gonna try to find that pink pad we have.
I will give that a try.
We've had it and it worked really good before. Yeah. So, but I forgot I think we used it for something else and just never threw it back on the table. So yeah, I know that's something that drives me insane because it comes through our headphones also. Like if she really
right,
gets,
but
if she
I
really think it's on a string over there. It's like
that's what made you get pad last time.
I know. I gotta get the thing out of the case.
There are indeed contests and things that happen in the chat room during the show that require Bonnie to type back and forth to people, and they're not like for money or prizes. They're just one upping each other.
Well, they're drinking games,
and they're drinking games.
By the
which
end,
is why I'm usually drunk by the end of the show.
By the end of the show, people can't type.
So there is indeed a chat room while we're doing the show,
and that's why you hear that.
So if you go to ghostlytalk.com, you can click on, the chat while, what is it, chat while live or something like that, link on
live
the homepage.
Live steamy sex chat. That's
Wow.
With the busty blonde, picture the busty blonde next to it. Right on the homepage, you'll see it right there.
Oh, yeah, but we can't afford the ones that look like models.
No.
We got the one that we pulled off the street with three teeth. Yeah.
Three teeth.
I have three teeth.
So you guys could
not see.
You guys
Doug
could not see that.
Four fingers when he said three teeth.
You guys, you're out there on radio.
My body is not working with my mind.
But your hands frozen like that.
Yeah, my hands. This is how I snow blow the driveway. I can't move my fingers.
Well, are in Warren. That's how many teeth are in the whole city.
And also, when we're live from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have the phone lines there for you to listen on. You can listen on your cell phone or your VoIP phone or whatever. You can call area code 201-793-9022. And then when the lady, the recording lady, asks, it's 799-5098, followed by the pound sign.
Yeah,
you can listen live on the telephone. So if you're driving or whatever, you can listen in. 201-793-9022, and then when the lady asks, 799-5098, followed by the pound sign. That, of course, is published on our website. If you go to ghostlytalk.com, it's in that
and
little
I'll
bar
be impressed
when
you can do that without looking at the phone.
I know, I still have to look at it at the phone. You know it by heart. For some reason, you tell Bonnie a number, and it's like...
The reason I'm the spreadsheet king, because I don't want to remember crap anymore.
The stuff just gets stuck in my head. I can't help
it. I go to the cloud. I pull the information down. We move on to our next adventure.
Do we have to go, or do we have a couple minutes?
We got 1 minute.
Mention
it. Go ahead and mention
it. I want to talk about this. We did get our copy.
We talked to these people.
Eugene and Mary. Last week. Yesterday. I talked to them yesterday.
Eugene and Mary Yelchin. We talked to them last week, and this is what happened. We had an issue with UPS, and I couldn't get over there, back and forth.
To pick up interactive book.
This is for people who want to send us stuff. Don't we have a P.O. box. And the rule is you can't use FedEx or any of these ground services for a P.O. box. You can only use, the post service for that. And that's the problem we have with this book. But, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to
cut you off. So what happens is we did end up getting this finally.
It's fantastic.
It's called Ghost Files, The Haunting Truth. And it's the interactive book that we talked about.
Yeah. I wish we could have had it last week. It would have been just even cooler.
This is a work of art.
Oh, it's I love these new books. Because this is kind of like the 20th century version of the pop-up book that we used to have when we were kids. Remember those things?
Uh-huh.
Remember the pop-up books? You pull the thing and like the space shuttle would launch.
We're making
but
a
if
pop-up
you popped
Bible.
It too many times,
boom,
they
would blow apart.
The space shuttle would actually go.
This is like the new version of that. These books, and Amber loves these things. Amber loves these books. She's got a bunch of these things, like for pirates and then Egypt and all that stuff. But this is the one for ghost hunting, right?
Yeah, and it's called Ghost Files, The Haunting Truth. And wow.
Yeah. The link's up on the site. You can check it out.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
I absolutely love the picture on the back of it.
Yeah, nice skull. It's a cool book. It's
He's
fun.
Happy.
He's hot.
He's hot. He's also hot.
Yeah, I'm
He's
serious.
Real hot. He melted his skin off.
I'm seriously into skeletons.
He's got green eyes, too.
Green eyes are hot. No.
Why don't we take a quick break, because we need to get Bob
coming
on the phone, and we need to get this pad for Bonnie's laptop, too.
The Ouija board we'll be talking about. It's pretty controversial. I know a lot of people don't want to use it, don't want to talk about it, don't want, that kind of thing. So we're going to find out the ins and outs right after this.
Ghostly Talk!
Did you remember how this is? Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal, ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com. You are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Let's talk about being a guest on a show.
Yeah, you know, let's do that.
Because, you know, I mean, the thing is I understand that it's, you know, it's probably fairly low on your priorities because, you know, you've got family things and you've got issues and you've got, you know, and things interrupt, right? And we know this. We didn't get to talk to
Dave Brocky.
We didn't get to talk to Dave Brocky.
But we're talking to him in a couple hours.
Right. We didn't get to talk to the fellow from the Teeter, John Teeter website. We didn't get to talk, you know, because things come up.
Things
happen, and we understand.
But the thing is also, like, for example, a couple weeks ago, Dave being the stand-up, awesome guy that he is, I can tell you this from personal experience. We were trying to get a hold of him that night during the show, right? And he wasn't answering. I'm like, oh, this isn't like Dave. And I checked my email, and sure enough, there was an email sitting there that said, hey, dude, I got an emergency. I'm really sorry. I tell everybody I'm so sorry. And that's called taking accountability for yourself.
Right. And the thing is I can understand that, you know, PR and media relations and stuff is probably low on your totem pole if you're a researcher, if things come up. However, there is a thing though that, I mean, we've worked for this is our seventh year,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be 7 years old and going into our eighth year of broadcasting, next month. And, you know, we put a lot of time and effort into the show,
mm-hmm.
and we've built, I think, a listenership, and we've innovated. We have set the bar pretty high as far as sound quality goes, except for typing sometimes, I guess. But I mean,
it's not me.
This is me this time, so I need to get a pat for my keyboard.
I can't even hear that in my
Well, I'm actually emailing the PR people right now for this guy.
But yeah, Bob Dalby evidently doesn't.
Let's not knock the guy. Let's not bag on the guy. I mean, he's probably a really cool guy, but I don't know what's going on here. You know. Now let's take into account also that in the 7 years we've been doing the show, I can count on one hand how many people have stood us up.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't. I know I've been frustrated about this before. But, you know, here we go again.
Right.
But what do we need to do here? I'll tell you people out there exactly what I do every Sunday for this show. All the guests we have queued up, you know, that are going to be on that night, I go through, and this is from experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go through and call each of these people before the show from the studio line here and say, hey, you know, this is, you know, usually they pick up, but they don't. I leave a voicemail with my cell number from the call or whatever. And I say, this is a courtesy call to you, just to let you know what's going on here. Just to remind you, too. Sometimes people forget things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens?
Yeah.
This is a courtesy call for you to let you know what's going on. And so I do this every single week. This is part of the thing. And if you've been on the show and you listen to the show, whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
You will have gotten a courtesy call. Right? Yeah.
So, you know, and if I get, like I said, I get voicemails, I leave a message, whatever it may be. So, you know, I think I and us here all do everything we can to make sure everything runs as smooth as possible here. And it's usually run smooth regardless if the person doesn't show up. But I think it does get a bit frustrating sometimes when you get somebody in the
here.
And it's live radio, too, so this kind of stuff happens.
I can understand that things happen. It is live and things happen, and he may have an emergency, that kind of thing. But my understanding is he didn't pick up for the courtesy call, that the emails back and forth were few and far between, things like that. There is a certain amount of respect, I think,
mm-hmm.
that people do need to show a show. An email. mm-hmm. an email saying, I'm sorry something came up, or a quick phone call. You had the courtesy call, so you've got the phone number.
Yeah. This was a number that was provided to me. I mean, and we double-checked. Even you know, in our haste here on the break when we were trying to get things pulled together here, I checked the phone number in our email that we got.
I just
made sure that I didn't make it, because I have done that before. I've done a fat finger before.
Yeah.
And I've put the wrong number in there. I'm like, oop, let's fix it, you know.
Right.
So we check ourselves all the time, but it's like, okay, dude, so what's going on here? Why are you not answering the phone?
And I don't mean to, you know, I don't. By far, I do not want to call out, you know, just this one guest who's obviously a no-call, no-show, but because something may have happened, something undoubtedly
Something could
happened.
Have happened, yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's why we shouldn't be
going, I'm not, you know, zooming in on him. I'm just saying that this is a, you know, it's a letdown for, I think, everybody, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have talked about this subject.
Well, you know what? The thing was with this gentleman, you know, and you know what? This usually after we do something like this, we get a little frustrated. I always get the email saying, you know, it's usually something like really.
Yeah. Oh, this and that happened, and
you
that,
know,
and that then, happened.
And then I feel like an ass after that.
And then you're like,
oh,
you know, I shouldn't have overreacted. But, you know, it does happen more and more.
But it doesn't
Why
go
is
with
it
doesn't,
more and more.
It doesn't it doesn't negate the fact that, okay, look, I know that things happen, but we could have just gotten a phone call or an email or something. I make myself very available to the people that are on the show.
Right.
I know I'm always there. I always pick up my phone and just a simple little email. I check my email like 50,000 times a day. I'm on it all the time, keeping an eye on things. So, you know, anybody out there, you emailed me, I'm pretty good. Lately it's been getting backed up, but I get back to you as soon as I can. So,
well,
it's a little bit of a bummer, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought about you when I saw that, you know, when I was emailed to these people and they wanted to come on the show. I looked at it, read through it, and said, oh, Doug would dig this.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Ouija board stuff. He would really dig this. And
yeah.
I thought, I you know.
I would have.
Yeah,
I
have him on with you in mind on this.
Yeah.
So it is kind of a bummer, you know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so basically what we're saying is that Bob isn't here.
and that's sad.
And I'm not.
And I don't want to pick on him. I you know, because obviously something happened. But I just, you know, where's the respect for the 7 years that we've been broadcasting? You know, where's the email saying, I'm sorry something happened? You know, it's a bit of a letdown.
Well,
especially somebody
just out
who's
of fairness,
researched this
just
stuff
out of
for
fairness,
12
I'm,
years. What is it? Since 1985.
Heads up, this is going
to... Oh, you're going to...
You're not hearing that.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, good.
No, I was just trying them again.
Yeah.
I was just trying them again. You guys didn't hear that because I had the channel out, but we're trying to get them on the phone here.
You know, from 1985 to 2009 is what? 14 years?
1985?
Oh, 24
years.
24 years he's been studying this stuff. And he, you know, had an opportunity to talk about it with people who would be interested in, you know, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know. It's a letdown. It's a letdown. It's a bummer. And I'm sad about it.
No, yeah. It just kind of bums us out. You know, like I said, this stuff happens and things happen. And I'm sure as we're doing the show, I actually just emailed the person that's in, you know, handler, I guess. And I said, hey, you know, we tried calling this guy for the show and he's not there. You know, what's going on? What happened?
Yeah.
I would like an explanation of what's going on here. Because in the past, we've always got an explanation from somebody, you know, and things happen. I think we need to. That's a big point here. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Stuff happens to Doug. Stuff happens to me.
Yeah.
Stuff happens to Bonnie.
I almost didn't make it on time to the show.
Yeah, you know, but...
And it's not like the show creeped up on me and suddenly, you know, or it changed to 6 p.m. I know when the show is. It's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could have planned, you know,
We could just start pre-taping the show like everybody else does.
Yeah.
I guess
no.
we could do that and then everything would run perfectly smooth.
Right, the guests would always
take all
that.
The fun out of it, though. I think too, because you know this isn't fun.
Well, anymore, I don't know. I got positive feedback on the December stuff.
Well, people really dug that. I think you know when we did that, obviously we told you the reasons for that. We had to meet.
Yeah.
And you know we might have to do it again down the road here just because of obligations we have. But it's just the reason we're doing that though is to keep the show pushing forward, though.
Right.
I don't want to see us get you know stop in our tracks because
right.
we have. I think there's just too much time invested in this thing to stop it like that. So
anyway, for an alternative subject,
yeah, we get to talk about
we get to do like classic ghost and talk stuff and talk about a subject.
Mm-hmm.
You had picked out a subject, and this is interesting because it's not really one of my topics, but I definitely have.
Well, I don't know how we can riff on this, but wonderful, nice person who's emailed a couple times into the show. I don't really like throwing names out there because I don't know how people feel about that. You know,
right?
We're not completely in a digital age yet, as much as some people want to believe we are. Mm-hmm. Some people do like their privacy, so I'll just say it's a listener, you know, who listens to the show. He sent some pretty interesting emails, and one of the things he threw out there was this idea of of cloning and spirituality, and this whole cloning craze we got now. We want to clone everything, right?
Right.
He has his thing here, right? But I want, you know, this just kind of sparked something in me, too, thinking about this. He's like, yeah, you know, if we are all spiritual beings, like we've heard a lot of times in the past here on the show, and that, like, you know, you're one spiritual being, I'm one spiritual being, Bonnie's one spiritual being, and the body we have, you know, this houses this one, you know, very unique soul or spiritual body or energy, whatever you want to call it, you know, it's a unique signature. There's nothing like it in the world. As far as we know, no two
Thank
people are
heaven.
Alike, right? It's unique. And then you go.
Yeah, and one of them just moved out of Michigan, which is thank heaven.
I
got
know.
Your text, and I'm like, woo! That unique spiritual being can be far away. We'll be happy.
What am I moving?
My niece's
not you.
My niece's baby daddy.
Oh yeah, we talked about it before the show. We can complain about that in a minute if you want. But now if we go, and I don't know. I'm by no means am I a genetic engineer or have I ever claimed to be one, but. If you take a unique person, a person like me, like they go, Scott, we really like you. You got good genes, and we think we can make something. You know, we can mass produce you. You know, here we go, buddy. It's just spit in
What's
the cup.
What's better than one Scott L?
Yeah, let's
spit. Two.
Two.
Can I take one home with me?
You get in line, honey. All right, there's a lot of girls who would love to have a big Scott L teddy bear
see
in their
the
bed.
Line.
Yeah,
all the way
out. Yeah, it's up. But no, if they were to take, you know,
probably we have Dobermans here.
Exactly. The first family needs to be protected.
His
right?
cat exactly. guinea pig is
yes. I got
well trained.
Three. I got more security than Kwame Kilpatrick. Yeah. Right. The first family. I got my own Escalade and everything. Mm-hmm. Right. What's
Just
up,
ask
yo?
Dave text because you know what happened to him.
Oh yeah, exactly. Thankfully, I hate texting. But okay, point being though is. If we take this thing and we go, we really like you, Scott, we're going to clone you, right? Now, I'm a unique spiritual being here, right?
Yeah.
This is just, you know, a high-level thing. I'm a unique spiritual being,
right.
And they clone me, and they make a direct clone. I'm not talking about, you know, donating. I'm talking about cloning. You know.
Yes.
I'm talking about cloning, all right? They make a direct clone of me.
Right? This really went.
There we go.
That was a bad.
Well, no, I just want to differentiate the difference between the two, right?
I think that particular curve was a slippery one.
You're gonna go out too. You're going your way out of here too. I'm pulling everybody out of the chair.
I really did need the hand signals.
Did I make a hand signal?
Yes.
Oh, I did.
Cloning.
Donating. I didn't even realize I did that.
This is why Ghostly Talk is not
total involuntary response, and nobody I didn't realize I made the universal hand signal
for
donating.
Yeah.
All right, so anyways, so but they make a
and
clone.
And it's not writing a check, you guys.
No, it isn't.
If
they were to make a complete clone of me, what, if this were true, because we don't know anything.
Where's right? the soul?
What is this person sitting next to me now that looks exactly like me, maybe even, you know, everything about this being or this... whatever it may be, is exactly like me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even to the down to the brain chemistry, you know, my usual paranoia, obsessive compulsiveness, the whole ball of wax, right? But is there an element missing? And that's what really it's concerning about this. Now, by any means, I don't really want to have an opinion on cloning, but what this gentleman sent us, this really got me thinking about it, though.
There's a couple of different things that I've read and that I think about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's kind of limited to think that this body and whatever makes it tick, it's spirit or soul, right?
Yeah.
Is just one unique thing, because technically, according to Christianity and Catholicism and stuff, we are all a divine, you know, a divine spark of one thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all we're to do is to go home and join, you know, rejoin.
Yeah.
The, you know, the,
well, God, talk about throwing a wrench in the machine then.
Okay. So like technically, really, when they say, you know, you are my brother, even though you're not blood related, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking spiritually, right? They're talking, mm-hmm. you know, that our souls literally came from the same place, from the divine spark, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's also theories that our souls can inhabit more than one body at a time.
Uh-huh.
I technically, my soul is up there, wherever it is. I have no idea. My soul is there,
mm-hmm.
and this is a piece of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So when I die, I'm going to rejoin.
That's
the
spirit
of
division
me.
We're talking about then. I mean, that's what we've heard
soul
about.
Division,
the soul
yeah.
division.
And there was one.
Way
back in the day that somebody said, oh, you have another...
I forgot his name. It was from so many years ago.
Right, and they said to me, you have another, you know, another piece of your soul is in somebody over in Germany or somewhere. I don't remember, but and I'm like, ooh.
Thanks.
You know? And I thought that was pretty creepy, but when I thought about it, I thought, well, it definitely could be. So just defining
Peter
the soul,
Novak, by the way.
Yes,
Peter
exactly.
Novak, yeah, that's who it was.
And so I'm thinking, well, if all of that... all of those different ways to describe a soul or, you know, your spirit, that kind of thing. If it's that difficult to define that, then it's going to be very difficult to tell whether or not a cloned person has a soul or not.
Well, okay, wait a minute.
Is the divine spark
yeah.
going to happen because life was created? By humans.
Yeah.
And not in the way that it, you know, happens normally. Because
yeah.
obviously everybody knows how it normally gets created.
No, Doug, tell me.
Well.
When a guy and a girl like you.
I know a lot about the birds and the bees.
Okay, then.
That was a quote that didn't make the list.
I'm lost.
There was a quote. Didn't I make a quote? It was... Something like, I know a lot about... I said it. I know a lot about the birds and the bees, but I don't know why they want to talk to each other. I don't remember exactly what I said, but we'll have to think about it.
I don't know, but you got
to... I
want
to throw one thing out there, though. I mean, this gentleman sent a really cool email, and I went through it. I don't want to read his whole email.
I read
That's
it,
not
too.
Cool. I don't want to read his whole email.
Unless
you know,
he... Yeah, unless
yeah,
he says, oh, go ahead. Let's talk about it.
We just kind of jumped off this thing. I just kind of popped my head. But one thing he said, actually, is one theory is that... And this is, I put it in quotes. One theory is that because the clone body did not go through the normal natural cycle of growth within a womb, it is possible that a lower level entity, a demon, is able to inhabit the body. It may not always happen, but it opens a window that a demon to become physical.
Mm.
That's one idea.
So God protects wombs and wombs alone.
That's just a theory.
I don't know if that's...
But it just
I hope
seems
he
like
protects mine because you almost made me lose it a couple times.
I know our driving.
But it's obvious that this isn't the natural progression of things. You know, I mean, I'm always for new discoveries and stuff like that. But this obviously, the cloning thing is—it's not a natural progression. I don't even know how they do it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
does the body grow? Do they just clone this thing and blink? You got an adult right there in front of you. I imagine it has to grow or something like that.
Yeah.
I haven't read that much on this stuff. You
know? I don't know. I know that we have people who have been. In vitro fertilization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think those folks have souls.
Because the child is born. That's kind of what.
Well, I guess it's in the womb.
The child's
and,
born,
yeah,
and they grow up, and they're
fertilized outside of the womb. But
the actual magic happened in a test tube.
It's a good point.
Or in a lab, or whatever. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's not a test tube.
It's
a
beaker.
I have no idea. But. So the actual magic, the actual bringing together of the stuff of life,
mm-hmm.
without naming them,
well, yeah,
happened outside of the normal means of procreation.
Yeah.
So is it the same thing for them? Do they not have souls? Or
I think what they might have to do is have...
Could they be demons instead?
I don't think this listener is an expert. They don't claim to be one, but we might have to have them drop on and have a discussion about this.
Right, I'd like to talk about it.
This is pretty interesting. I'm sorry if this particular listener is mad because we kind of jumped on this thing. We kind of had a last-minute thing. I'm like, ooh, that's something I thought of. Feel free to email
me. It would be interesting to talk about. This is not my topic. It's not my forte, let's say. But it would be interesting to talk about.
But it's new ground, and I really think it's something we might.
And obviously, you're interested in it.
Scott. Well, it's just an idea. It's just an idea.
What about you?
Caught me off guard, you know.
What about me?
Is it topic-wise? Is it something that you could really sink your teeth into?
Possibly.
This is a controversial subject.
It's something I could get angry about too.
Yes. Yeah.
Quite easily.
But I'm trying to show many different viewpoints, and I even know, you know, how the, you know, the typical way that we're brought up here in America and how you're supposed to think about it, and that's fine. But I'm trying to, you know, keep my mind open,
mm-hmm.
and discuss all of the possibilities.
Well, I think what we might do is revisit this.
Yeah.
This listener who sent me this email, which thank you, by the way, thank you so much. We might have this person just drop on, and we could talk about it if they want to. I'm not going to put anybody on the
spot.
Right. But, you know, we might revisit this, but it was something I thought, if anything, we could, you know, get people thinking a little bit about something here. Mm-hmm. It takes something away from the show.
It definitely makes you think.
Yeah, maybe you can think this over and, you know, go, this is kind of weird. I'm not trying to sway anybody's opinion. Take it any way you want, but it is an interesting idea that cloning. Of
well,
sort. I mean,
I'll tell you what.
There's a lot of people I think that have gone through the natural progression of growth, and they don't have a soul, regardless. So, you know, so I don't think that might make a bit of a difference.
I think one just moved out of state.
I think one just got out of the office.
Oh, that's really what I love it.
I think one just got an office here in Detroit recently also.
Well, so I'm going to get my tape recorder, and I'll sit down and I'll try contacting Dolly the Sheep. And I'll find out and let you know. I'll get back with you.
Actual evidence.
No,
we made contact. We made a breakthrough.
Under the static. Dolly, can you hear me? Are you there? That's it.
That's it.
She's got a soul.
Proof.
It lives on after
and
death.
And just so you know, if Doug was making it up, it would have a French accent. It sounded Russian.
We had to explain that to somebody the other day at work. That was an interesting conversation. Because I started doing my French accent at work. And we were talking about cows, and this gentleman's like, he kind of looked at Doug and I like we both had three heads. And I'm like, okay, let me explain this to you. So, yeah. Anyways. We got to take a break.
Very well.
So, all right. Let's take a break because we're going to be talking to
Robert.
Hopefully, for God's sake.
Yeah, we'll find out. Robert Stanley.
Yeah, Robert Stanley's going to be here. We're going to be talking about UFOs basically the title of the book is, my God, my brain just totally stopped here. Give me some paper. Give me anything to look at here. Close Encounters over
Close
Capitol,
Encounters
on
over
Capitol Hill. My God. I'm a little angry right now. Not even a little bit. I'm fine now. I think we had fun.
We're all jittery because we're all frozen. So go to break. We'll be right back with Robert Stanley.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.